a rural area, out in a small community, you may have 10 homes. You may go 2 miles down the road and you have 3 homes. Because we're a larger geographic area with a smaller population, it's not very economically feasible for internet service providers to, for example, lay fiber in the ground for 3 homes, right? So those 3 homes typically get left out. Even if they're, you know, 200 feet off of a main highway and there's fiber in the ground down that highway, connecting the home from the road to the house is actually very expensive. And so it's just not been economically feasible for service providers to do that. And I think that we are going to have to think outside of the box and be creative if we're going to really connect these rural communities. And there are other states in the country that have done a lot better job than South Carolina has. And I know we're talking to satellite companies. We're talking to companies about using existing towers and doing point-to-point connections, meaning that you have equipment on a tower and then you have equipment on the outside of a home. And so you can connect that home with that service because of the equipment that's located on the tower. So I think we're going to have to realize that we're not going to be able to lay fiber optic cable in every rural community in the state, and we're just going to have to be creative and come up with better, less expensive ways to connect those homes.
How optimistic are you and your colleagues that creative ideas will come about and we can accomplish this goal of connecting all of South Carolina?
I'm very optimistic. I think the first thing that we did as a state was to create a baseline set of maps that gives us our baseline data to work from. So last August, the maps were finalized. We knew where we were broadband access-wise. And now if we continue to make progress in the next year, it'll be a big success story to be able to show progress over the next few months. And I think our legislature is paying attention to it. The lack of broadband access affects our state from a economic standpoint. Businesses do not want to locate in rural areas where their employees don't have internet access and can't work from home. So from an economic development standpoint, from an educational standpoint, our kids deserve to have as good a performance in school as they can have. That means having access to the internet, just like we're going through now with the coronavirus. Our farming community, all of our new equipment runs off of Wi-Fi. So the farming community is affected. The healthcare community is affected. It affects everybody. It is a necessary piece of infrastructure